Question 20. You're here because you're seeking a life in Christ. Seek and acknowledge His very own intimate love for you. When you sit in this truth every day, which you should, because every day we wake up and we forget, but when you sit in this truth every day, you will be unstoppable. You'll become the fertile ground you need to be for becoming however capable you want to be. Do you want to stop stress and emotionally eating? Then sit in this truth every day. Do you want to climb mountains? Then sit in this truth every day. Do you want to stop yelling at your kids so much? Then you've got to sit in the truth of His very own intimate love for you. Do you want to make peace with cooking more instead of eating out if you don't like cooking? Do you want to plant a garden this year even though you've never bought a packet of seeds? Whatever it is, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing I want you to do is accept the love of Jesus for yourself. Because for those of you who have children of your own or children in your life that are close to you, just imagine reaching out to hug them and to love on them. And they push you away and they tell you all the reasons why they aren't worthy for you to hug them. Wouldn't that not be so painful? Wouldn't you want to just chase them until you could grab them and tackle them and say, "No, this is my gift for you. I exist to give it to you. Please don't run from it." And we're no different in the arms of God. So as you walk today, make it very clear to Jesus that you accept Him and thank Him specifically for loving on you every day. And maybe you're not intending to push that love away. But ask yourself if you do, if you are, and are you ready to start embracing it? Is that a truth you can sit in every day and just watch how powerful it makes you? So I'll leave you with Christ's question from John chapter 5, verse 43 through 44. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you'll accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Again, I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you'll accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God?